Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week I'll be trying to remember the question.
Hello, my name's Sean and I'm from Edinburgh. I would like to know, how much information can my brain take before I start overwriting stuff that's already there? Is all this learning good for me, or should I concentrate on less?
So, is it really healthy to listen to the Naked Scientists?
Hi, Sean. I'm Ian McLaren from the University of Exeter. I work on learning memory and cognition. You asked if the brain overwrites older information each time I learn something new. The answer is, when you learn new things, you do forget the older stuff to some extent, but it's not as bad as it sounds. Say you learn a list of metals and flower names, and then afterwards you learn a list of trees and plants. Learning that second list will make your memory for the first worse, but we don't think it overwrites it. If I now tell you that that first list was metals and flower names, and you use those cues, things you'd apparently forgotten resurface. It seems like they were harder to retrieve, and we think that inaccessibility protects them, actually, from being overwritten. Because if you didn't protect it in that way, it would get overwritten, and you really would lose stuff. So the other question was, is all this learning good for me, or should I concentrate on learning less? The problem as we age with our memory seems to be not a lack of capacity, but we get worse at using it. We're not as good at controlling it. So if you keep on learning things and using your memory a great deal, that can only help. It's a use it or lose it kind of idea. Hope that helps.
Learning new stuff doesn't quite push out the old stuff. It can just make it a bit less accessible. Just like exercise, the best thing to do is take your brain for a regular jog through a science radio show. Moving on from radiating knowledge to radiating watches.
Hi, I'm Sandra and I'm calling from Melbourne. I was just wondering, is there any radiation that would come from a glow-in-the-dark watch that could be harmful to the wearer?
Are glow-in-the-dark watches dangerous and should we keep them in lead-lined boxes? Send your answers to chris@thenakedscientist.com or enter your thoughts on the matter in our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.